Welcome to Our Pops Cast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Pops Cast.
And subscribe to Our Pops Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. How are you? Wow. What's up? Welcome back.
Oh, wow. Welcome back. Yeah. I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm great. I'm good. Welcome back to Studio B. This is a little different. Our table has shifted.
She rotated.
She rotated. So now I'm at a different angle, which is...
Yes. We're now in Studio B2.
yes. So yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. How's it going? Hi. What's up? What's happening? What's new? Talk to me. Tell me something. Don't leave anything out.
A lot has happened. Obviously, we missed another week, but you know we're back again. I just got back from a conference trip in Shreveport. A conference in Shreveport.
Oh, okay. I heard conference tripper.
A conference trip. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Well, it was a lot of fun. Learned a lot. It's actually the first time in a very long time that I was actually like just an attendee.
Yeah, you're always one of the chairs, co-chair, past
something.
Chair, next chair, secondary chair.
Yes. I did lead one of the special interest groups that supports students either going abroad or coming in that are LGBTQ plus. So that was really cool to lead the conversation and you know, just shoot the shit. Yeah, like
talk with the gays.
Well, there were some allies in the room, but they wanted to know how to better support their students. So
okay.
Really interesting dialogue, especially dealing with state schools.
And you were in Shreveport.
I was in Shreveport. That's correct.
Have you been there before? Have we been there before?
Yes, I have once.
Okay.
That's very interesting that you asked. When I was in the Air Force, there was a tour company through, MWR, Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. There's like a unit that supports the troops to go and do things outside of base. Yeah. And there was a bus tour that an operator that was going to take group of people that fit, maximize like 52 passenger.
Yeah.
And
so charter bus
across Texas to go to Shreveport to go gamble.
From where? Wait, where, were you here at Lackland?
Yeah, I was here at Lackland. Okay. So it was from Lackland, and we drove all the way. you get to bring whatever you want, your own ice chest. I knew no one from this group. I just went by myself with 51 other people.
It's so funny that you mentioned that, because that brings back a memory that I had completely forgotten. I took one of those trips. But it wasn't to Shreveport. They took us down to the border, and like they took us into like one of the border towns in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. So they took all of us like it was a big charter bus.
Yeah.
We went across the border, and then they dropped everybody off, and it was like go and explore and
just
whatever.
Explore. Yeah.
Yeah, and we went to one funny thing I remember about that trip is that we went to a little Mexican restaurant. And they had mariachis there.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a group of like maybe five or six of us that kind of stuck together. We were like, oh, my God, this is so cool. And we were all like requesting all these different songs for the mariachis. We didn't know that you had to pay.
Oh, my gosh. Songs.
So we were just like a jukebox, like song after song after song. And then at the end, the guy was like, that's going to be like $50. And we were all like broke airmen, had no money, you know, and we were just like, oh, shit. Yeah, that's so funny.
Wow.
The MWR. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's funny. Actually been to a couple of trips. Not out of Lackland. That was one of probably the few that I've actually took advantage with other groups. But
so while you were there, you sent me a text message and you're at a casino.
Yeah, before I turned myself into the conference, like I have a whole day. I arrived early, flew in early, and I was like, I think I'm going to go to the casino. And again, here I go on my own, like just exploring the streets. And I was
neither
like,
one. We're not really casino people. Like we've gone to many places that have casinos, and we never go to casinos.
Yeah, it to me was a big adventure. I was really looking forward to like stepping inside and just check it out. Yeah. You know, so it was really cool. So I went over to Bally's Casino, which was actually one of the nicer ones there after looking at the reviews of the others.
Yeah.
And
did you win? Did you play? Did you win?
I played the machine that you recommended. What's the name of it?
Oh, the Quick Hit.
Quick Hit.
Yes. And that's a great machine.
Before you told me to go to Big Hit, I was playing other slots, pennies, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I was losing money.
On the penny machine?
A dollar. And so you're like, well, put some money into that. And I did. Yeah, I put a whole $20 in there. And I was like, well, let's have a great time. And that $20 lasted a whole 2 hours in that machine.
Yeah.
Just winning and winning.
My
and
mom
dropped.
Introduced me to that machine.
Oh, no.
Whenever we went to the casino, I don't know, I guess it was last year. And she was like, you got to play this machine. And I played it. And I remember I had $100. And she said, put the whole 100 in there. And just play it.
That's
typical, like typical. And I said, okay. And I did. And I ended up getting all the way up to like, I don't know, $600-$700 on that machine. Yeah. Yeah. It was great. It was great. And then I kept playing. And I think I ended up winning maybe $200.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I got pretty high up. That's a fun machine. It just keeps like multiplying and multiplying. And it's great. It's a good time.
Well, now I was on like way up there. I mean, it wasn't a whole lot. I was like, ooh, it was like up 40, like from profit. Should I cash out? And then I was like, it's already all a loss. Like, this has been fun. I got two drinks out of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's just go all in all. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And yeah, so.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, Shreveport itself was a little underwhelming. It was so underdeveloped or like underinvested. So you can see.
Like falling apart.
Yeah, it just didn't. A lot of businesses have shuttered from their many losses in the city.
Yeah,
so it was really sad. But here we are.
Here
I'm
we
back.
Are. Here we are. Yeah. We're back.
What's going on with you? You're closing. You're opening and closing Rocky. That's been like.
Yeah. Rocky at the Theater is still happening. It closes October 31st. It closes on Halloween. And I know we've mentioned already a couple times before, but there's a big event happening that night. So if you're a San Antonio person and you don't have any plans for Halloween, we will be there at the Rocky Horror Show at the Playhouse.
It's going to be so much fun. Come join us.
So much fun. Yeah. That'll be a good time. But yeah, we're preparing for a lot of stuff at work, and it's good. We didn't get to record because we're doing gala stuff. Last week, my theater had a big gala, our annual gala.
A fun gala.
Super fun. Super fun. The theme was rock and roll glam because we kind of played on the Rocky Horror Show that was happening inside. And it was a great time, man. It was so fun.
So much fun.
Yeah. And I loved that we went to a gala that wasn't formal.
Right.
Like the theme was something fun. And some people went all out and wore like big crazy wigs and platform boots and
it was really, it was
diverse.
It was diverse. I'm just thinking of myself and how we always get dressed up to the nines and just get dressed up and be fancy and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love that environment.
Yeah, it's fun.
But this time it was different and it was intimidating because.
Really?
It was because like.
You don't know what people are going to wear, right? Like for a formal, you know, everybody's going to be wearing formal,
right?
But for something like this, it's like, is this too much? Is this not enough?
Is it still a little classy? Is it not classy?
Yeah,
I'm representing an organization. Am I representing them well?
Right.
So I got to think of like all those things. It was. Overall, I'm glad I love my outfit. I'm really excited that
great. Everybody
dressed up as well. Everyone was in theme. It was great.
Yeah,
great
you
event.
Great. It's funny. I talked to some people who said when they walked up, like parked, that at first glance, they were like, oh, shit, nobody's dressed up and I'm wearing this crazy outfit.
Right.
They're like, and then once you kind of walk in, then you realize, oh, there's a lot of people dressed up. And,
absolutely.
You know, all of our team, we all said we all need to dress up. You know, we want to make people feel comfortable. And
right.
It was great. We had a great
time.
Yeah, that was fun. But here we are now. And, you know, just trucking along. We have a new little visitor in our house right now.
Yes, we are fostering.
Yeah. a dog.
What is it? A dog. We are fostering a dog.
It's called a dog. She's a gorgeous puppy. If you are needing a dog or know someone who would like a beautiful puppy, she's great. She really is great. Super sweet, super loving. I don't know. I would say I'm guessing she's like 4 months old or something. Yeah. She's still a puppy. She's very energetic and playful. But, you know, our little Sven is a grumpy little old man. And he's like, no, I don't need any kids around the house.
Same. I'm with him. I support his message.
And there she comes. She just ran into
Oh, gosh. There's that tell.
Yeah.
She's super cute, though.
She is super cute. We'll post some pictures. If you're interested, reach out. On that note, I have a story to share.
Oh.
So a world record was broken for taking the most dogs on a single walk for over half a mile.
So someone is walking and they're collecting dogs along the way.
No, somebody is walking a pack of dogs.
Oh, walking a pack of dogs. Okay.
For at least half a mile. So the minimum is 0.5 miles. And so this guy, his name is Mitchell Rudy. He led a pack of 38 leashed dogs on a 0.6 mile walk to break the Guinness World Record. There's a picture of him and he's got all the dogs on like 19 and 19 one on each side.
Oh,
he's
my got all the dogs. He must have been sore.
Yeah, I don't know. They have to remain on their leashes and they all have to remain like walking all like in the same direction. Like that's the rule, right? You can't just be like chaos with them going all over the place. They all have to go. And so he did. And he walked them in this park. And he works for, I don't know if he works for the organization, but basically it's an organization that's trying to promote pet adoption and this kind of thing. And
that's
so,
very cool.
Yeah, to bring some visibility to it, he decided he would break the world record. 38 dogs at one time.
Jeez.
These two were hard enough this morning.
You struggled on your way out. I was like, are you okay?
Well, Sven knows how to walk on a leash. And this girl, she does too, but she just zigzags all over. She's curious.
Yeah,
you know?
But. Well, let's see. I have a little bit of sports.
Yeah,
the drama
us.
Of the NCAA football, college football. Yeah, so the rankings are like unpredictable at this point. It's crazy. So Texas was number one due to a bye week.
Yeah.
And now they're ranked fifth. And so it's just like
Who's number one now?
Number one is Oregon, followed by Georgia. So the the Georgia Bulldogs have beat Texas and they knocked them out of that top slot and Oregon is now undefeated 7-0.
I was going to talk about the thing that happened at the Texas game.
What happened at the Texas game? No.
So there was a call that I guess was against UT. And so students from the UT side started throwing shit on the field.
No.
And so now there's a big investigation happening. They fined UT $250,000.
Yes.
And they told them that they have to pull all of the video, and they want to find out who the students are that did it.
Good.
So they're like, we don't play about it.
We're
we don't play
with
this.
No, that's harassment. That's
sportsmanship.
Very.
That gives UT a really bad reputation to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, if a team, it depends on the conference, but they are fining the host city or whoever, or the host institution, if they bring down their like field goal,
the goal post down,
and it's sort of like a tradition, and they pay their fines, like they know that that's gonna happen, and like that's so dangerous, and people like going and storming the field. I mean, we did that in A&M, but
but we didn't pull down the goal post.
But we didn't pull down the goal post. It's different. I don't know. Things might get a little stricter, I think, moving forward.
Well,
now that
you know, you just have to be a good representative of your institution.
Exactly.
You know, that's it. It's like
that would never fly at URW cards. I can't make any comments.
With all 50 people in this thing.
Stop.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So very interesting football, college football. And yeah.
There's another, I've sort of kind of a little sports story-ish. So the Chicago Marathon just happened.
Yeah.
And this one gentleman wanted to bring awareness to women and children affected by domestic violence. So he ran the entire marathon in high heels.
Oh, my Lord.
He wore 3-inch red high heels to do. He did the whole marathon in
that's
them.
More than a sensible heel.
That's more than a sensible heel. Okay. He had already run 310 marathons before this. So he was like, I wasn't worried about running the marathon. The hard part was going to be the heels. And it wasn't necessarily running in heels, but he had practiced and the heels kept breaking. So he had somebody make heels and weld the heel onto the bottom of it so that it wouldn't snap because he kept snapping the heels off of them. What? And he did it. He ran the entire marathon in high heels. Wow. It's crazy. And he shows, of course, like he shows pictures of his feet after the marathon.
Nope.
Oh, gosh.
Nope.
It's bad.
Well, San Antonio has a race during Pride, yeah. But they only...
They run a few couple blocks.
No, I think it's a mile.
Is it a mile? I don't think it's that long. It's the length of the parade, which I don't think
I
is
think
a
it's
mile.
A mile.
Is it really?
Yeah, it starts from, well, no one would know where it starts and ends, but I think it's about a mile.
Okay, well.
I'll have to measure
that's still,
it.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
I mean, even just walking in heels is hard to do. I can't imagine trying
that's
to ride
them. That's why I don't
do it. And yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough. Another thing that happened this weekend is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction was yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so
who
we had...
in it? Somebody was in it. Very, very famous. Well, they're all famous.
Really? A famous person? You don't say. Well, just some. There were a lot of inductees in the class of 2024, but some of the ones that we would know are Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
Cher.
Okay.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yes.
Kool & the Gang. Ozzy wow. Osbourne and Dionne Warwick were all inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like Dionne has already been in it.
Well, she was. Unless maybe she got some kind of special recognition. But
maybe. Yeah,
she was on the bill, so congrats to all of them.
Congrats, Queen.
Yes. Is there anybody that you think should be in the Hall of Fame that is not?
Well, I don't have a list.
Well, that's true. I know one is Alanis Morissette is not in the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll
really?
Hall of Fame.
Really?
I would have expected her to be in it.
Well, is it
you're a rock music.
Like, yeah, fan. But isn't there like a requirement that you have to be out of the scene for the song or your album has to be
25 years old.
25 years old. Yeah. And her album
it
just
is.
Hit.
It's like the 30.
The 30, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me call my people, and they'll talk to their people, and let's make something happen for Miss Alanis.
Yeah, can we make something happen about that?
Yeah.
She deserves it. She deserves it.
Well deserved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Huh. Just thinking about style, you talked about... Oh, we talked about high heels and all.
Okay.
And now that we're moving into this fall season, I was actually thinking of changing my hairstyle.
Oh?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
okay.
So, yeah, I think it's time for a change.
Ooh.
I'm feeling something different. Just want to shake things up.
Well,
so,
what is it?
I don't know. So I looked up and there are a few options that are like top up there, like people are getting.
Okay.
And the one, number one right now for the fall of 2024 is a textured crop. What the heck is that?
What a textured crop is.
A textured crop. Like, am I farming up there? Like... Another description says it's a low maintenance cut that features short, choppy layers on top, but gives you that relaxed yet stylish vibe. I feel like that my hair is already doing that.
But does that work with curly hair?
It says it's perfect for men with wavy or thick hair, and it adds volume without requiring too much styling effort. I gotta look into it.
Yeah, you gotta pull some pictures up.
Yeah. The other one that is a big hit, which I kind of feel like I have that, is the modern mullet.
Yeah, that's so, kind of what's happening right now.
It's making really, a comeback, and I'm like, it's already been here.
Yeah, it's been here a while.
Yeah, so, and then the other one, number three, is the buzz cut, which I don't want, that's wintertime, I don't like my head to be cold.
Yes, because it's so cold here.
So cold. So
why don't you put a little... You should do a poll and let our poppers...
Yes, I should give them the vote. Options and let's see what
let's
they'll...
Let's do it. That would be great. I think that's a great towards. Idea.
Yeah, that's fun.
I've thought about it. I'm like, how long am I going to let my hair grow? Do I want to cut it? Do I want to... I don't know, though. It's getting to a point where it's starting to be more manageable because it's long enough to do stuff with it.
Right.
And so I feel like if I cut it all this time that I devoted to letting it get to a certain length where I could do something with it, I'm just going to cancel all that out.
Right.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, I'll send some, what is it called? Inspo pics.
Okay, some inspo pics. Come on, influencer. Okay, we got some inspo pics for Jose's haircut. I'm going to make a little note so that we don't forget.
We'll That's right. Great.
Well, on that note, I have some funnies.
Woo! Make me laugh. Let's do it. Okay. I am ready.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Uh-huh. Because we're still in spooky season.
Okay.
These are all spooky season funnies. Okay. So the first one is this. What do you call two witches in a haunted house?
Two witches in a haunted house would be, I don't know. What is it? Twist. Does that have to do with twins?
Brewmates.
Ooh.
Oh, brewmates. Okay. Here's the second one.
Okay. Tell me.
All right. How does an angry skeleton confront a friend?
A scary skeleton?
How does an angry skeleton
Sorry, I'm looking at something different.
Confront his friend?
Like,
what does he say to somebody that he's angry to someone he's angry with?
Hey. Scary.
I mean,
he could look very scary and just say, hey.
I've got a bone to pick with you.
See, that's exactly how I envisioned it.
Oh, my gosh. I've got a bone to pick with you. Okay, last one. What is a little ghost's favorite toy?
A child. Wait, no. That comes. No.
Lord.
You know how like ghosts pick on children and they can see them, they could sense them, the children are like, yes, they have like this sense. Was it a sixth sense?
Okay.
Yeah. What? It's not funny.
Okay. Well, that's not the right answer.
But no, come on. Okay, what is it?
A little ghost's favorite toy is a boomerang. Not a child. My goodness, that's kind of dark.
Yeah, I would. Have you ever experienced a ghost?
Have I ever experienced a ghost? Yeah, I think so. I've definitely felt like spirits before. I know I've sensed when there's somebody or like something around that just seems out of place. But in one of the apartments I lived in, you know, when I was younger, I'm pretty sure there was a ghost there because I would hear like the cabinets and stuff.
Yeah.
I had this little stereo and I remember one time it just turned on, like just turned on by itself. And this is back in the day when we had the CD disc changers.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember it turned on and the disc started like spinning around and just like, I don't know, weird stuff that wasn't just happenstance. Like, okay, like that's just, you know, whatever. Like it was clearly something was there. But I didn't feel afraid of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
Have you seen them or experienced them or felt them?
I feel like I have.
Yeah.
Especially in one of my good friend's house in North Carolina, I went to go visit. And I for sure felt something. Like something very like was holding me down. And it was not a good feeling.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I shared that with him. And he was like, yeah, my sister felt that same thing.
Whoa.
I was like, yeah, I'm never going to come back.
Remember when we lived in that house and people said that they felt like there was a ghost or they heard voices
and
stuff there.
Yeah.
But I think I've come to understand that I don't realize that a ghost is a ghost until someone says, this is what that is.
And
here's why. Probably this last week I was at work and, you know, I work at the theater. The building itself is it's like 95 years old. It's almost 100 years old.
Yeah.
And people who've worked there for years and years and years or who've been a part of that theater say that the building is haunted. Right. And I totally believe that. Sure. I mean, that's a building with... There's something about a theater, right? About stories, about mm-hmm. people telling stories, about... And there's all these kind of little nooks and crannies in the building. And it's just kind of, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, somebody was there this week. And they were talking about how when they walked into the building, they were like, there's such a good energy here. Mm. Like, there's a really great energy. And we started talking about that. And they, you know, we told him, you know, people say that the place is haunted. And he was like, oh, absolutely. And he is like a ghost. Like he and his,
he's like a ghost hunter.
Yeah, he and his husband, like, yeah, they, I wouldn't say a hunter, but they do stuff like with spirits. They can like feel spirits and he was like, oh, for sure. He's like, right here, like right now, there's somebody here.
Right.
There's somebody with us. And whenever he said that, that's when I was like, I feel that, but I guess I never knew that's what that was. I've never known to like put a name on that and be right. like, oh, that's a spirit, you know?
Yeah, but we used to act there back in the day, way back. And I was never scared of the space.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, there's something, you go in the back and you have to go from one section to the other and you're alone, it's dark, and little areas you got to work with. And I feel like there's like so much energy in there.
Yes.
That is produced by maybe actors and all of like the history. Not necessarily like, I don't know if there was ever the death in there, but the energy of all humans in there has created a positive energy that I never felt unsafe when some people have like, this seems haunted, really, but it's not.
There's been times when I've been in the theater by myself or walking. Like when I walk from my office to the back of the theater, I walk through the house and there'll be times when all the lights are off and just the ghost light is on stage.
Yep.
And I absolutely feel that kind of like energy. Like I'm not by myself in here. I'm definitely not alone.
Yeah.
But it never feels scary, creepy. I don't ever feel in danger. I don't ever feel afraid. But there's something there, you know?
Right.
And it's kind of cool.
Fun.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
We should do a ghost tour or something.
Yeah, I want to.
We should.
Well, not like the 13th floor, like a haunted house, spooky. House.
Like a real like ghost tour.
Yes, that I
can. Would you do one where they have like the machines that can tell you like when they call on the spirits and stuff?
I don't know. I just don't want to get trapped in it like Poltergeist or something. Like, it can happen. It happened to Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, well, I think I would do it. I think it'd be very interesting. Although I've watched a lot of shows and that scares me.
It's scary.
Right? Because you're just like...
That's real things.
You're tapping into something that I don't think we're supposed to tap into.
Right, exactly.
Right? It's one thing to recognize it, understand it, but to like ask for it.
Right.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Would y'all do it? Hey, listeners.
Yeah, listeners, would you do it? Would you do a real ghost tour with like looking for ghosts? A little survey.
Un poll.
Ghosts. Okay, got it. I made a note, so y'all can answer.
Yay.
Girl. She wants to play with all the noisy toys.
All the noise is happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else for us?
No, that's all I have.
That's it? Well, that's about our time.
What?
So, yeah. We have, you know, it's been a couple weeks, and it looks like we're moving more and more toward an every other week kind of a podcast. So let's not say that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
But just know that we are doing our best to give y'all some content every week, and we'll continue to try our best.
Yes.
We do have something very exciting coming up this week, so we will have something to share with y'all next week.
Yes.
If we can sit our asses down and record something so we can tell you all about it, because it's really, really exciting and fun.
Yeah.
So, yes. Until then, you can always call us. Leave us a message at our hotline, 210-816-3747. We always thank you for being a dedicated popper. I mean, who doesn't love a good popper?
Yeah, you're right.
We appreciate you. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at
Our Popscast.
And be sure to click follow and rate us. And leave us a comment anywhere that you listen to our podcast. And always, as always, let us know what you're doing to be a good human this week.
girl.
Until next week.
Bye.